Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. The world's largest solar power plant was recently completed in Andalusia, Spain. 600,000 parabolic mirrors to capture and concentrate the sun's energy, transforming thermal energy into electricity, reports Alistair Fotheringham at the London Independent. Simultaneously, however, the global economic crisis is endangering further development of clean renewable power, forcing governments to slash subsidies and imperiling leverage of future investment in solar power. Britain recently slashed subsidies by 50%, signaling uncertainty to future investors. Continuing economic uncertainty is pushing a low-carbon economy further out of reach, said Juan Costa Clement, a major financial company's global climate analyst. And the International Energy Agency's chief economist, Fatih Birol, warned recently that renewable energies are going through a very difficult period. Countries are cutting subsidies to reduce the public deficit, and that is legitimate, but it will have long-term implications. Meanwhile, low-power rooftop solar home systems are transforming the lives of tens of millions of people unconnected to the national grid in Bangladesh, reports Namil Haq at Interpress Service. There, foreign investors get various governmental solar subsidies. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report.